Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our August 28th show at Tanglewood in Massachusetts. And be sure to check out How to Do Everything this week. Mike and Ian tell you what to do with all those leftover marshmallow peeps. And you all know you have some. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Marcella from Westford, Massachusetts.
Westford, Massachusetts?
Yes.
What do you do there in Westford?
I'm a physical therapist and a mom and a wife.
In that order?
Just about.
Now, I have in, because I'm a runner and I've been injured, I have seen my share of physical therapists. And you guys hurt. And I've always wondered, is there a point to the pain, or are you just doing it to make us think that since it hurts, we must be getting better?
Well, I think if you cause enough pain and then stop, we'll think they feel better after.
Well, welcome to the show, Marcella. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a big winner. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
King Louis just got his desire, so a Jungle Book story retires. Apes harness the power of man's hot red flower. A bonobo's building a...
fire?
A fire, yes, very good. A bonobo, that's the sex-crazed ape that puts the mate in primate. Recently lit a campfire from scratch, something many Boy Scouts only lie about being able to do. But he didn't stop there. As soon as the fire got going, the bonobo toasted marshmallows. Seriously. No. He then proved to be even more human-like by losing the marshmallow in the fire, starting to cry, and begging to be taken home. Here is your next limerick.
It's not just an afternoon filler. It's a plot device in a cheap thriller. That dead is a trap, so don't take a nap. A nap is the true silent...
killer?
Yes, killer. Ooh. A new study from Cambridge finds adults between the ages of 40 and 79 who nap daily for an hour or less are 14% more likely to die in the next 13 years.
What?
It's true. So if you take naps, you might die. Okay, it's scary, but then again, what's death but another really great nap? Mm. Mm.
Tell those scientists to cut it out.
I took a very refreshing nap while Roy was talking a few minutes ago. I feel good.
So did I.
Here is your last limerick.
At 70, life gets more bumpy. My body grows saggy and lumpy. I refuse to be cheerful. I'll give you an earful. I'm aging and rightfully...
grumpy.
Yes, indeed, grumpy. A new study has determined the exact age when men begin to get grumpy, 70.
Great.
That's roughly the age where the novelty and pleasure of retirement wears off. People start insulting you by giving you the seat on the subway. You don't feel good. The onset of grumpiness can happen quite suddenly, so do not throw a 70th birthday party on the guest of honor's lawn. Carl, how did Marcella do in our quiz?
Marcella is a winner, Peter. That's because she had three correct answers.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Marcella. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Hi, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Who's the one that I adore? Though he beats me to the floor. Old granddad. My old granddad. He's my pappy's pappy. Who's the one that knows the tricks? When I'm wrong, he gives me kicks. Old granddad. My old granddad.